Saturday afternoon will mark the 125th graduation ceremony and a milestone in the lives of nearly 4,500 students at Utah State University. And among students receiving bachelor's degrees is the 98-year-old American Studies student, Twyla Boston of Cache Valley.
She definitely put a whole different spin on senior project for me.
That was Jeannie Thomas, head of USU's English department. She's been helping Twyla with the capstone class. Twyla grew up on a farm in Fremont and Loa, Utah, and left for nursing school in 1932.
I entered nurse's training on my 19th birthday. We had physiology and anatomy and dietetics, and then after I was through, I went back to university and took chemistry.
Twyla worked for many years as a nurse and a wife and mother. When she returned to higher education recently, she joked it just seemed like the logical thing to do.
Well, what is there to do at my age except eat and read and sleep?
Kristen Monson, public relations specialist for the College of Humanities and Social Sciences at Utah State University, says Twyla is an example of always moving forward.
She's just a lifelong learner and someone who really wanted to come back and finish what she started. She is a prolific reader and someone who just has never kind of lost that passion for learning. So it was kind of just a natural fit for her to come back and really complete her degree.
When I asked Twyla where she got her zest for learning, she said, from home.
Well, I tell you, where I was raised, my mother and father expected us to go to school. They supervised. We didn't have to do any work if we had to get a paper in. They expected it before this. My mother had all the education available. She played the piano and the violin. My father graduated, didn't have any education past the 12th grade.
And Twyla says it's never too late to go back to education, although she admits it would have been easier a few years ago. Because of a degenerative eye condition, she was given many lessons over the phone.
We decided on oral history interviews, and I did some shorter ones over the phone with her.
In some ways, Twyla's age gave her an advantage when it came to American history.
It was kind of neat that you could see this person talking from their family and lived experience, and then the director of American Studies would come in, and she could put kind of talk a little bit about the historical framework behind what. So this was what one person's life intersecting with these larger things, like proving up under the Homestead Act.
Although Twyla says her life won't be different after officially receiving her degree, she says she is prepared for the ceremony Saturday afternoon.
How could it be different? The only thing is, in September I'll be 99 instead of 98. Well, I tell you, we'll take a blanket. I'm going to take the cane that belonged to my great-great-grandmother.
Twyla Boston will graduate in American Studies from USU, but she says her learning will continue. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Tolman.